Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And you want to hear this testimony from Sierra Heine. It is amazing. It's her 18th birthday, and she is just sharing her raw testimony, and it will bless your heart. If you have a young son or daughter coming through high school, you know, in this teenage year, you want her or him to be able to hear this. It's very, very powerful. Listen right now to Sierra. Watch.
I always promised myself I'd never get a tattoo that didn't hold some form of important meaning to me. Please allow me to explain the meaning behind my 18th birthday present. Something you may not know about me is that for years I've struggled with anxiety, depression, and self-harm. I always placed the opinion of others on a pedestal and constantly allowed my head to be filled with the notion that I wasn't good enough for anyone, nor would I ever be despite any effort I ever made. I'd been bullied, harassed, teased, taunted, made fun of for my faith, and accused of being self-righteous for as long as I can remember. Those of you who personally know me probably remember the cake face incident and the time my car tires were slashed. And while I'm nowhere innocent, and I'm 110% positive I've committed numerous acts of sin against so many people, these acts had caused me to accumulate a seemingly endless chasm of hate in my heart. But this wasn't the kind of hate that you're probably picturing. I didn't have even a glimmer of hate for the people who had wronged and hurt me. You see, while everyone was running around saying how conceited I was, inside of me was actually a burning, passionate hate for myself. Now allow me to explain. I felt that if I hurt, wronged, or upset any person so badly that they felt the need to do or say mean things to or about me, directly or indirectly, that I deserved to be hurt in return. So, to put it very bluntly, that's exactly what I did. I hurt myself to punish myself for hurting others. And while I'm being honest, I'll inform you that many times I even contemplated more permanent forms of punishment. I have let this darkness rule over my life for the majority of my high school career. It wasn't until a few months ago when I came to the true realization that is this. There is only one person who I should even be striving to be good enough for. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Do you hear that, guys? All have sinned. Each and every one of us. And guess what? We're never going to be good enough or live up to God's perfect standard because of it. An analogy I like to use is that if you and I were to stand here in Iowa, and we were going to see who could throw a rock to Florida, you'd probably throw it farther than me because I'm a wimp, but ultimately neither of us are going to hit the mark. It's an unrealistic standard. Shortly following that verse in Romans, God tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." Guys, a wage is something that you earn, like at your job or what you make in your salary or something. God tells us that because we are sinners, we have earned death. Not just temporary death either. We deserve to spend an eternity in the most horrible place to date, hell. But regardless of this fact, God sent his one and only perfect son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die the most brutal and heroic death on a cross and raise again 3 days later to defeat sin and death. Because guess what? He loves you and me. He sees our sins and he still loves us. He died to take away the punishment that we deserved, even though he never sinned. He died to extend to us the free gift of eternal life in heaven with him someday. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith. It is not of yourself, but it is the gift of God, so that no man can boast." Guys, look, perfection is an idea that we can never fully comprehend, let alone achieve in our own power. But the good news is we don't have to go at it alone. You see, back in Jesus' day, he used to hang out with the rough crowd, the sinners and the tax collectors who needed what he offered, ultimate salvation from sin. Mark 2:16 and 17 says, "And when the church leaders saw him eating with the sinners and the tax collectors, they asked his disciples, 'Why does Jesus eat with the tax collectors and the sinners?' On hearing this, Jesus said to them, 'It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.' Then there was a woman who'd been caught cheating on her husband. She was sent to Jesus to be stoned to death. The scribes and Pharisees bring her and say, 'Hey Jesus, this woman's been caught sleeping around. She's supposed to be stoned.' Jesus looks at these men and says, 'You're absolutely right. Now whichever one of you guys is sinless, you go ahead and throw the first stone.' Guess who threw a stone? Nobody, because none of them were blameless or any better than the filthy adulteress laying on the ground before them. Then Jesus says to the woman, 'I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more.' Guys, look, the point is you're never too bad, too lost, too broken to run to Jesus. No sin you can ever commit is greater than his grace and forgiveness. And while the truth still remains that we're never going to be perfect or good enough, He still wants us to come as we are. He's waiting for you to run into his arms and lay all of your burdens on him. Friends, Jesus died in your place so that you don't have to feel worthless, unloved, ugly, neglected, depressed, unpopular, underappreciated, overweight, unintelligent, anxious, used, insecure, forgotten, alone, or any other notion that this world is going to press upon you. My Savior has given me the strength and the courage to be released of this dark depression and sadness that I have let rule over my life for all this time. He calls me chosen, free, and forgiven. He's made me new, and he can do the same for you. God tells us in his word that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. I urge you, my friends, don't go another day. You don't have to live the way you've been living. You don't have to spend an eternity in hell. Someone already paid the debt. Reach out and grab God's grace and let him love you and change your life like he has changed and will continue to change mine. And to the person struggling who doesn't have a relationship with Christ, know that I'm not trying to press my beliefs on you or insult you in any way, but just take it from someone who's been where you're at. I have been in your shoes. I know what it's like to try every other coping mechanism but come up feeling empty every single time. And I think you owe it to yourself to try and let God fill that void. And if this video is pulling on your heart, you know exactly what void I'm talking about. He is a father to the fatherless, a protector of widows, a fortress, a strong tower, a refuge for the weary, a merciful and unfailing God who loved you enough to die for you. Now tell me that that does not sound exactly like what you need in your life. My tattoo is a line from my most favorite Bible verse, 1 John 4:4. It says, "You, dear children, are of God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." I have learned that it was only by the greatness of God that I was able to overcome my self-worth and self-harm struggles. It was the fact that God was greater by far than the spirit that was at work behind the false teachers of this world. Guys, the enemy is powerful, but our God is greater. Time has healed the wounds I've inflicted on myself, but it was only by his wounds that I have been healed eternally. Greater is he.
Sierra, thank you so much. Your testimony is so powerful. God's hand in your life. It's just so, I mean, that maybe that's you right now. I mean, you're seeing Sierra, you're thinking, man, she is like singing my song. That's my whole journey. That's why she did this. That's why we're letting you hear this, because God's reaching out to you right now. And he's saying, listen, stop the cycle of abuse. No matter how much you hurt others or hurt yourself, it's not going to resolve this. Listen, Jesus was hurt so you don't have to be hurt. He took the beating on him. He said, by his own beating, his own stripes, you are healed. You can be healed because Jesus took that beating for you. He was bruised because of our wrongs. He didn't do anything wrong. So he took that on. You no longer have to injure yourself. You no longer have to be, you know, everybody thinks that you're angry with them. But God knows, and I know, really, you're angry with yourself. And you're disappointing yourself. And that's why you don't even pay attention to what they're saying. And it is coming over to others, like you're angry with them. But listen, I know and you know and God knows, you're just angry with yourself. But you know, you can bring that to the cross. You can just, as you are, just like Sierra did, and say, you know what, God, here I am. You know, I have not forgiven myself. I'm beating myself up. I'm hard on myself. And I just want to bring it everything to you, Jesus. Just think about this, just like Sierra did, and just say, here I am, God. You have to understand, he's real. This is not a religious experience. He's real. When you confess him, when you make Jesus Christ, you say, here I am, Lord, take my pain, take my sin, and just say, here it all is. Here I am. Take me and make him the Lord of your life. Guess what he'll begin to do? He'll remove all that from you. He'll remove that so far away, as far as the east is from the west. It will not even be in his memory anymore. He'll choose not to remember your sin, but then he'll put the balm of Gilead, this healing oil of his anointing, will come on your heart and your life and begin to just transform you as you begin to walk as a disciple of his. I'm telling you, take the path of Sierra. Take the path that we took. As a matter of fact, we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. There's nothing like him. He is awesome. He loves you, and he's got a plan for your life. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.
Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.